Hi, Todd.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, thanks a lot for, interviewing me and letting, the world know about my book.
No problem. What's a good book?
Yeah, I've noticed you don't have any topics like these on your website. Why not?
Right. I don't have too many controversial topics. There's actually technical reasons. One is it just takes too long for people to talk about a controversial topic. So.
Really?
For example, if you really want to get into controversy, it leads to long conversation and people expressing their views and arguing. And the way that the audio is set up on Ello, it's kind of short. I try to keep it under 3 minutes. So that's one reason. But actually, the main reason is because, when people come in, I don't know them. A lot of the times, I don't know the speakers very well. And so they're not really comfortable arguing with me or arguing with somebody else they don't know about something that's controversial. So we tend to not do that.
Okay. All right. Well, it's just something you might want to think about. I think there are a lot of people in the world who are really interested in controversial topics.
Well, I think there are some. Like, with you, we talked about some, like, income disparity and medical issues. And I'm comfortable talking about that, but I'm not comfortable talking about, let's say, homosexuality, religious beliefs, abortion, politics, things like that. I just don't feel comfortable doing.
Okay. It's your site, your right to do whatever you want. But I just think maybe some of your listeners would appreciate that. And maybe you could have my suggestion is you have a little one page, controversial page or something. Just, try it out. And if you get a lot of good reaction, you might want to continue. If it doesn't work out, stop it.
Well, I'll give you an example of one I did recently. I had a woman come in, Stella. She did a great job on the videos. And one of her videos was about an unusual sport in your country. And hers was on cockfighting. And she explained cockfighting or hen fighting in Kenya. And right off the bat, I knew that was going to be a problem because that's illegal in some countries. And some people, animal activists, would be offended. But on the other hand, it's her culture. And I don't feel comfortable saying, what's right or what's wrong about someone else's culture. So I just ended up not putting it on just because I didn't want to have to take a side. I think you can kind of see the problem that sometimes you can put stuff up and it's so easy to alienate maybe a small portion of your audience. And I just don't want to do that. I don't have a side about the issue, but I just don't want to alienate people. I don't want people on one side of an issue to feel upset. So I just play it safe and I don't talk about it.
Okay. Well, you seem to have a lot of listeners who are very happy, so...
I hope
don't worry about changing it.
I hope so.